106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lines on this Friday morning to talk a little Titan football with OG head coach Ken Schreiner. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Kahuna. How are you doing today?
Good. Always a better conversation when you're coming off of a win. And boy, you can't come down to the wire much more than what you guys did last week, huh?
You know, we found a way. As ugly as it was, our kids were resilient. We needed that win desperately and, you know, came down to the wire, like you say. And, you know, we were able to kick a field goal with a little under a minute on the clock and pull away with a big win for our team.
How much time do you guys spend on special teams? Do you guys spend a lot of time on field goals during practice?
Well, it never seems to be enough, but yet it seems like it's often too much because it slows down some of the other things that we do in practice. But Tuesday, we do about 20 minutes of special teams. Actually, it's about 25 minutes of special teams. Wednesday, we do the same thing. And then Thursday, we do a little session of special teams and try and run through everything that we'll see in the game. So I feel like we do as much as we possibly can. And sometimes our special teams coach, Coach Fisher, thinks that we don't spend enough time. But, you know, I'm not sure there's enough time in the day to get everything done, just like everywhere else.
I know that once you get to the pros, the kickers can be a little bit, I don't know how you say this to be politically correct, let's just say eccentric. Is the same thing true with high school kickers? Are they a little bit on the eccentric side?
I call them odd, sometimes squirrely. It's a challenge, and right now our kicker, and in the past few years, we've had a kicker that's also a soccer player that doesn't see me and doesn't see my personality and doesn't really know me that well. Josh Rosengarten, you know, I have a tendency to pick at those guys and put them under mental duress as much as I can during practice, and, you know, trying to put them in bad situations just so I can test how I feel like they'll be in the game situation. And, you know, Josh has done a fantastic job. You know, looking back at our game Friday night, we missed an extra point. We missed a field goal attempt. We had a field goal blocked, and I still put him out there with less than a minute on the game, and he came through in the clutch. It wasn't pretty. It actually hit the crossbar and snuck over, but, you know, that was a win for our team. I talked to him in practice yesterday, and I said, I didn't get a chance to congratulate you after the game and actually thank you, but that was a huge kick and something that we desperately needed.
Well, it seemed kind of reminiscent of what the Browns would experience on Sunday. That one just barely crept over, too, but it did, and a win's a win, and you got out of there, and you got off the schneid.
Well, number one, I can't pay him as much as they pay, and number two, I can't fire him either. I need him, so, you know, he did a great job, and, you know, I think he's pretty excited about it. Our kids were excited about the win, and, you know, hopefully we can continue from there.
Now, you talked about the fact that it was obviously a big relief and kind of much needed. What does a win like this, after you go through kind of a dry spell, what does it mean to the team?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, it shows the coaches aren't really stupid. I think it shows that, you know, we're continuing to work hard. Our kids are continuing to work hard. It gives you a little bit more confidence. It makes you feel an awful lot better. And, you know, we've had a good week of practice this week, and our kids are excited to be where we're at. And, you know, obviously it hasn't worked out the way we wanted it to this year, but it gives us a little bit of something to motivate us for the rest of the season as we go into these last three games.
Well, the other great thing about the game tonight is this may be the first night of fall football weather.
Yeah, no kidding. Looking at the weather forecast, it actually looks like it's going to cool down where, you know, you can actually wear a sweatshirt or a light jacket and be comfortable at a football game. So, yeah, it's finally, hopefully that pays off for us because we do play a lot of guys both ways and gives our guys a little bit fresher feel instead of those 80-degree games that we've been running into.
Well, the big question I know that Titan fans are wondering is that if it's cool, will the head coach still wear shorts?
I've been wearing pants the past couple weeks, so,
okay.
You know, all those people that have been going to the game but checking out my legs, I've denied them the opportunity the past couple weeks.
Well, you've got Kenton coming in back home again after 2 weeks on the road. Boy, that Kenton game always seems to be a little bit extra special, maybe a little extra physical. Are you anticipating that tonight?
Absolutely. It always adds a little extra spice, and we've talked to our kids about it. They understand what Kenton's all about. They understand what the Kenton OG is all about.
Yep.
The history of that game has been very physical. You know, there have been games where, you know, we've got the best of them by a good amount, and there have been games where they've got the best of us by a good amount, and we've had a number of slugfests where nail biters at the end as well. So we hope both teams go out and compete, and we avoid injuries, and, you know, hopefully we can come out with a win on our side.
Who's going to represent the team as they go out for the coin toss tonight?
Our four captains for tonight are Nick Buckland, senior who did an outstanding, and I got to put a plug in for Nick. He's our holder on extra point field goal, and it was actually a snap that hit the ground, and he was able to scoop it up, put it on the tee, and that was able us to get that kick for the win last week. So Nick Buckland's a captain. Logan Schmitz, offensive and defensive lineman. Logan Clark, same thing, offensive and defensive lineman. And Ben Dooling, who's playing outside linebacker and also receiver for us. So those are the four guys who are going to represent us on the field at the coin toss.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Wish you the best of luck tonight against Kenton. Go Titans!
All right, thanks, Kahuna.